Daniels, St. Helena, California, July 26, 1910. Elder Daniels, my dear brother, I am very glad to hear that you have been led to understand for yourself the condition of the unworked cities. We must remember that in these cities we have all nationalities to deal with, and that means will be needed for the prosecution of the work. If our ministers will do their duty under the influence of the Spirit of God, many of these people of different nationalities will accept the truth and will in turn work for their own people. I have been and still am instructed regarding the necessities required for the work in the cities. We must quietly secure buildings without defining all we intend to do. We must use great wisdom in what we say, lest our way be hedged up. Lucifer is an ingenious worker, drawing from our people all possible knowledge that he may, if possible, defeat the plans laid to arouse our cities. On some points, silence is eloquence. I wish to tell you that we shall help you all we can in the work you have entered upon. If this work had been undertaken years ago, large numbers would have been brought to a knowledge of the truth. Last night the matter was opened before me. The judgment alone will reveal the result of this sad neglect. I am intensely in earnest, and oh, I beg of you to encourage our people to redeem the time. Our camp meetings are to be conducted in such a way that they shall be schools for the education of workers. We need to have a better understanding of the division of labor and educate all how to carry each part of the work successfully. The discourses given should not be long, sermons one half the length, and the time thus saved spent in Bible classes will do more to establish souls in the faith than lengthy discourses. Let short discourses be given, and then let Bible classes be held. Let the speaker be sure to rivet the truth upon minds. Intelligent women, if truly converted, can act a part in this work of holding Bible classes. There is a wide field of service for women as well as for men. Let everyone who understands the reasons of our faith help others to understand these reasons. Let the worker pray with those whom he is seeking to win to Christ. Let our work be done in simplicity and in true dignity, under the influence of the sanctifying power of the truth. You will be taught of God if you will seek Him most earnestly. We are to make constant progress in our religious education. Let every idler awake to a sense of the obligation resting on him to gather souls to a belief of the truth. When men and women are examined in regard to the use they have made of the light God has given them, what excuse will be offered by those who have made no special effort to save souls? The work of food manufacture and sale should be given a place of less consequence in our cause. There are those who have given themselves to this work who should now consecrate themselves to the doing of a higher work, the work of soul saving. Will not those who have entered into the enterprise of manufacturing foods ask themselves if there are not those whom they could feed with the bread of life, those who are in need of spiritual food? Elder Daniels, we have lost most favorable opportunities for reaching souls, but there is still time to give up wrong ideas and plans and be truly converted. Ever remember that we have a worldwide message to bear. The light that God has given to His people is to be given to the world. His servants are to go out into the highways and hedges. In every church to which you can find entrance, speak the truth plainly and simply, and angels of God will make impressions on minds. Let there be harmony of sentiment in regard to how to conduct the work intelligently. Everything in the universe calls upon us to make known the truth, to consecrate ourselves unreservedly to the proclamation of the third angel's message. It will now be much harder to reach the people than it was 20 years ago. We need a daily consecration, for we have a great and a neglected work to do. Wake up the watchmen. Will our people listen to the message? Will they eat the bread of life, which will ensure them immortal life in the kingdom of God? Do not be discouraged if the battle goes hard. Remember that if the work had been entered upon in earnest years ago, many might now be fitted to help you. Where are these? The light did not come to them. The Prince of Heaven offered up his life, suffering a most cruel death, to give eternal life to all who will accept the gift. God's messengers are now to give themselves to Him and make every effort to save souls. With earnestness and fervor, the message must now be born, not in long discourses, but in talks short and right to the point. The keeping holy of the seventh day will arouse the ire of the dragon, and many will be persecuted. But Christ suffered in our behalf, and in His strength we may endure to the end.
Faithful stewardship is called for. Let those who engage in the work of the Lord remember Christ on the cross, giving His precious life to save sinners. I have faith that in the future many will be brought to a knowledge of the truth. Let it be our work to encourage those engaged in commercial enterprises to lift the cross and work for the salvation of souls. The Lord calls for workers, and many must be taken from their worldly employment to break the bread of life to souls who need a knowledge of what is truth. No one can afford to neglect the call to speak the word of life to sinners.